right, we'll go ahead and we'll move along to Arizona coach Rich Rodriguez. The Wildcats are home taking on South Carolina State. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
First question comes from Thomas Grant, The Time and Democrat.
Yes, Coach Rodriguez, off to the good start so far. Have the team exceeded your expectations, or are you right on pace?
Well, I think it's probably been a little surprising to some folks that we were able to win last weekend's game. But no, I really liked our guys' attitude. You know, since day one, I still think we've got a long way to go, and we are fortunate to win the two that we've won so far. But, you know, as I told the team, I said, if we continue to work hard and believe in what we're doing and we get a few breaks, then anything can happen. But we got to play every play, and we know there's going to be a long grind throughout the season, and everything's worked out so far.
How do you avoid letdown going into a matchup against a team from a conference that really hasn't done well in these type of matchups?
Well, the way we approach every week is we talk more about the process and, you know, the daily work that we're supposed to do as opposed to the end result. So it didn't really matter what our opponent was. You know, we're going to prepare for each opponent, you know, for what they do, but we don't look at that, you know, until – you know, what's going to happen on Saturday until Saturday gets here. We worry about what, you know, what we're going to do today and Tuesday and what we'll do tomorrow and Wednesday. And what we do is call is keeping the main thing the main thing.
I guess from what you've seen so far, is there anything that you see from South Carolina State that you see that you may have to guard up?
Yeah, they're athletic. I mean, I told the team, I said, you know, you look at some matchups like, you know, Savannah State and against Florida State or Oklahoma State, and they have no chance. I mean, they, you know, athletically they don't have a chance. You know, they're not going to – there's not going to be enough scenarios in the game to give them a chance to win. Well, that's not – in South Carolina State, they have a chance. I mean, they have enough athletes. You know, they're well coached. They play hard. So, you know, you look at, you know, who they have athletically and what they're doing with them. They've got a chance, and they've battled some pretty good, you know, 1A teams in the past as well. So our guys will see the film and know that.
One final question. In these parts of Orangeburg, you know him as the guy who helped Woody Dantzler become the first player to throw for 2,000 yards and rush for 1,000 yards. Just what are sort of your memories from those times?
Well, I had great memories of the couple of years I spent at Clemson, and then particularly with Woody Dantzler. Woody's one of the best players I've ever had, just a great competitor. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have a lot of great quarterbacks and have a good one now, but Woody was the guy that, you know, I think helped propel that program going forward and was a pure joy to coach. And I always, when I think of Orangeburg, South Carolina, you know, my first thought goes to Woody Dantzler and what a great, great player and what a great person he is.
Thank you, Coach.
Rich might get off easy today. A couple questions.
Nope. Okay, well,
I have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Rich, good morning. Scoring 59 points the other night came as a pretty big shock to the outside world, at least. You know, what was your take on it? The volume of the offense.
Yeah, I didn't know if we'd score that much. I thought if we got, you know, if we finished some drives off and did a better job in the red zone than we did in the first game, we might have a chance to score. And, you know, it helped us a little bit. We got some penalties. We got a few big turnovers. Of course, the pick six was a big deal and gave us 7 points right there. But, you know, our guys, you know, we finished off drives better for the most part. We had to kick 3 field goals. I like they got touchdowns instead of that. But, you know, our guys, executed better when we got in the red zone and we hit a couple of big passes. And our field position was key. I mean, we got pretty good field position because of the turnovers and all those things. So it was – and we needed it. I mean, we didn't feel comfortable at all until, you know, the last minute of the game. So it worked out okay.
Are you feeling as though that side of the ball has completely picked up what you're trying to teach them?
Well, I think, you know, we don't have everything down execution-wise. Probably no coach does. And we can play a lot better, and we've missed some things at each game. And we get frustrated that we've missed a few things here and there. And, you know, we've got to get coached up so we can execute a little bit better at times. But, you know, our guys have bought into it since day one as far as the pace and the tempo and some learning some new kind of techniques. And that's been really pleasing that the guys have since spring practice and always through August camp, you know, they've been kind of sitting up in their chair, so to speak, to listen to see what's next and buying into what we're trying to do.
And finally, Jake Fisher, it sounds like, is really playing well for you.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Jake's playing a whole bunch of plays, I think over 100-some snaps in both games, and he's in great shape. And, you know, he missed all of last year, but he's making up for it now, playing as many plays as he had. And he's a guy that loves football, and without question, he's a leader on that side of the ball.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Matt.
Perfect, Rich. Thanks for your time. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. We'll see you.